I challenge you. Spell to me Modesto Reyes. Go. But every instance where you see this, it's spelled perfectly the same. Tony McDade. And then here's the other part. Again, rip and read, cut and paste. Central planning. And so many more unknown, comma, gunned down for breathing while black, period. If you were to put that sentence in a Google search inside of quotation marks, it'll show up tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of times. That's a rarity. You get that long of a sentence exact. What the hell is a paragraph? But it is a sentence in a paragraph. You get it correct with all of those proper names spelled the same way every time. Again, two possibilities. One, lazy people just grab it, copy and paste from a previous document, copy and then paste in. Or two, they already had it. It was already sent to them. They were told, here's your talking points. Stick to the talking points and use this in your flyer, in your ad, in your letter to the editor, in your tweet, in your pride book, in your Reddit, blah, 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 in your video, blah, 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 blah. You get the point, right? Is anyone else going to try to flesh this out and make some practical sense of this to you? You know, I don't get the chance to write all this stuff down because if I did, we'd have an investigative report that would be 15, 20 pages long per monologue. That's how long it would take to publish it. But if someone wants to undertake the task that's out there listening, have at it. Continuing with the flyer now that was sent to Louisiana Lieutenant Governor, or that he got his hands on Billy Nungesser. The intensification of racism can also be seen by the number of black lives lost to COVID-19. So, you know, they got the RSTLNNE sentence from Central Command. Now let's personalize it for this riot, for this looting, and for this destructive episode. The intensification of racism can also be seen by the number of black lives lost to COVID-19 and the forcing of black, brown, and low-paid workers back to work despite the threat to their lives. So, white, Asian, Hispanics that were forced back to work. By the way, I don't know anyone that was forced back to work. You know, if you're going to go work at a restaurant in the French Quarter and wash dishes or whatever, that's not something that the restaurant owner can go to the local slave market and can conscript a couple of black Utes. Hey, I want those. You three, come with me. That's not how that works. Do these people actually think that this is how it works? It may be that you can play on people's stupidities and ignorance, or as we say in the country, ignorance. Two syllables, not three. Ignorance. It may be that they actually have no idea how hiring and firing works because they've never had to experience it. Gee, how would that be? Because they don't have to work. Well, how is that? I have to. Because they are wards of the state. How do you get that? Sign up for it. What do you get? Three hots and a cot, house, phone. You get all sorts of perks and benefits. In Minneapolis, the black community has said, enough, exclamation point. They have risen up against the state machine, not to be ignored any longer. To rebel is justified, and these heroic freedom fighters are now combating the police and National Guard. They're burning the city and surrounding areas, or they were. Now they moved on to burning other cities. And apparently, they have the Crescent City, New Orleans, and their target sites for today. So Friday's episode of Black Lives Matter more, or of the First Church of Black Lives, services and ceremonies and sermons will be held in Jackson Square, New Orleans, and the area around. Now, if you know anything about the city of New Orleans, you know that, especially about the French Quarter, it is an old city. Those buildings are old. You know what that means? They're built with wood. You know what that means? If you catch one of those houses on fire, now, if you've ever been there, streets are very narrow. If there's cars parked, it's very difficult to get a fire engine down a street in the French Quarter. Now, you can if there's no cars, but if there are cars of any sort there, it'd be very easy to stage a fire event and torch however much of the French Quarter. Now, I'm not saying that this is going to happen, but why shouldn't you prepare for it? This, in other words, the French Quarter is a tinderbox. It's just waiting for a spark. It goes up. It's not modern construction unless a house has been renovated. You got timber beams that have been there for 200-300 years.
Well, and as we noted driving through downtown NOLA the other day with Ashley Durand, everything's boarded up with plywood.
Now, why are all the shop after shop after shop is boarded up with plywood? They already have graffiti painted on this stuff. Why? Why? The protest and police station stormings are also being joined by many white Utes. Oh, I guess they're useful now, white Utes. We have to stand strongly by the uprising and raise the call. To rebel is justified. To rebel is justified. By the by, people that do not have educations and didn't graduate high school do not write grammatically correct, no typo screeds like that. You understand that? That's not something that's written by an uneducated, truly justified in their rebellion individual. That's written by someone that knows how to make sentence structure, knows grammar, knows spelling, or at least knows really good grammar and typo correction programs on computers, right? We call for the immediate arrest and conviction of all four killer cops. Dude, they've already been arrested and charged. This is America. You can't just convict them in the street and then hang them. Or if you actually would like to do that, what distinguishes you then from the alleged terrorist cops that do the same, that you allege do the same? Do you see how, folks, this whole argument is based on falsities, lies? This is the house of cards that should have collapsed. Why hasn't it collapsed? Who is funding this? How is it possible that supposedly these poor, impoverished, oppressed masses can travel thousands of miles in between places and can stage with all manner of signs and all manner of show and all manner of uniforms and T-shirts and what have you and get the chants done that it would take days to choreograph? How is it possible that all this is done? Black nose snapped. Black nose snapped. I just want to black nose snap all the whites out of existence. Little Avengers reference there. The immediate removal of the police and National Guard in the black community. Does that mean that the police and National Guard can stay in the white community? That's not very charitable of you, is it? Again, think preternatural. Think preternatural in all this. And to dismiss all charges against the freedom fighters. Oh, so the guy that murdered Captain David Dorn on Tuesday night in St. Louis just walks free. He was just in the passion of the moment. Besides, Dorn was working with the man, you tell me, right? Join us and show your solidarity with Minneapolis. And then they have a schedule of events. Now, again, Is this some neighborhood rabble-rouser who organizes this? Saturday, May the 30th, emergency solidarity rally in March, Duncan Plaza at noon. Sunday, May 21st, and then on all these dates. Monday, June 1st, join us at Duncan Plaza at 6 p.m. Tuesday, June 2nd, Duncan Plaza again. Wednesday, June 3rd, Duncan Plaza again. Thursday, June 4th, Duncan, last night, Duncan Plaza again. Friday, oh, here comes the big finale show. 6 p.m., Jackson Square. Now, for more info, contact New Orleans Workers Group. What did I tell you? Anytime you see two words in any proper noun or any proper name, be very afraid. People or peoples or worker or workers. Those are communist buzzwords. The communists use those words. People's Republic of China, the PRC, right? How many of you remember what the USSR, when it wasn't being referred to as a union of Russian states, what was it called? The CCCP.